Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am continuing my, well, I'm not allowed to call it interesting. I got teased on that the other day. But I am thoroughly enjoying having different guests for you. And we like to mix up having guests and then, you know, where I may just talk about a subject or I might have Scott stay after school and talk a little bit longer with you. Today, I want to have a guest on and it's a little different angle. And I hope you find this interesting. My guest today is the executive director of the Association of Christian Financial Advisors, Rob Drury. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And so, okay, so our listeners are going, okay, the Association of Christian Financial Advisors. We think we know what that means, but tell us a little bit about it and what inspired you to start it.
Okay. Well, basically, the association is basically a network, kind of a referral network. We have over 3,000 advisors of basically every variety. We have, of course, financial advisors, financial planners, insurance agents that specialize in advanced areas, estate planners, estate attorneys, CPAs, that sort of thing. Basically, what we wanted to do is provide a referral network where, you know, the American public, particularly the Christian community, could, you know, basically work with like-minded people, that sort of thing.
Okay, so it's not, but you made a point there, it's not limited to, you're not asking for a baptismal certificate from the client when they meet with the person. It doesn't matter a person's particular denomination or faith. They can take advantage of folks that are in the network to get the services. They don't have to be a Christian to take advantage of the services.
Absolutely. We're just here to serve our communities.
Okay. All right, good. So you've got 3,000. That's a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that means that you're pretty much across the country.
Pretty much. There are a few areas that we can't put our finger on one way or another.
Okay. And so, okay, so for people who say, okay, you know what? That's exactly what I want, Rob. I want to be able to reach out and maybe start a relationship or talk to a Christian financial advisor. How do they do that? How does this process work?
Well, typically you can find us at our website. It's Christian Financial, one word, .vpweb. That's V as in Victor, P as in Papa. web.com. And there is tells a little bit about the base of the organization, and then there's a contact page where you can contact us, kind of give us a brief synopsis of what your concerns are. And basically what we can do is that'll help us decide, first of all, what geographical area you're in, and then find someone who's best suited for kind of what you're looking for, have them contact you and see if you're a good match. We also are available for contact on Facebook. You can just do a search on Facebook, Association of Christian Financial Advisors, and you'll find my page or our page, and you can contact us that way. Basically, anything that has pretty much anything to do with your finances, with retirement planning, with estate planning, legal issues, dealing with money, we're not legal advisors, but we have lots and lots of attorneys in our network who are. So, I mean, we want to keep our distance and not
defer to the experts.
Absolutely, but we can be contacted. They can be contacted that way.
That's good. And so the idea then is to your service. Let's be clear about this, because I think people naturally in the world we live in today, Rob, they, as soon as they start to think about getting help from somebody, they immediately say, okay, now where's my wallet? Let me move it to my front pocket and make sure I know where it is, because we all are skeptical of anybody that offers anything for free. I think that people have learned that lesson at least somewhat over the last 10, 20 years. How do people get paid who are involved in this process? What should somebody expect who contacts your organization in terms of paying for services? How does that work?
Okay. Typically, of course, we have lots of different disciplines, and so compensation kind of varies between them.
Well, let's start with your organization, the Association for Christian Financial Advisors. Do the person contacting you, they go to the website, do they need to pay you for the referral to one of your Christian advisors?
Absolutely not. ROR services are free. Typically, any consultation services from our members are free. Depending on what the service is, there may be other planning fees, things like that, depending on the discipline or you know, legal fees, CPA fees, whatever the situation is. But any help that you get from the association is at no cost, and that's typically all done by the member. So, like I say, we have no stake in that whatsoever.
Okay, so well, here. So if they contact you, they go to the christianfinancial.vpweb.com website, and they say, okay, I want some information, Rob, or this is what I'm looking for. You can connect them with the advisor that you think best matches, both obviously geographically or what particular thing they're looking for, and it might be more than one advisor. You know, they might need an attorney and a CPA, or an attorney and a financial planner. You do that at no charge to them, and then the professional will explain how they're compensated, but the initial consultation in most cases is free with that advisor.
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, that's interesting. Rob, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some more. Rob Drury is our guest today. He's the Executive Director of the Association of Christian Financial Advisors. The website, christianfinancial.vpweb.com. Rob, stay right there. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We're back. Rob Drury is my guest today on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Executive Director, Association of Christian Financial Advisors, website christianfinancial.vpweb.com. Rob, before the break, we're talking about how people take advantage of the service that your organization offers. You've got 3,000 advisors in your network, and people go to your website and they can get connected. You're kind of a blend, I guess, of matchmaker, the matchmaker services, or the Christian overtone, maybe like an Angie's List for Christians.
That's a good analogy. I like that.
Okay. Well, you can use it. No dividends or royalties to me. You can use that however you want. But the idea then is that people contact, so then they can reach out to these advisors. Now, the question I think our listeners and a lot of folks, I'm sure you've probably had this question before. How do you, you're kind of tending the sheep, you're tending the flock here. So how do you, on behalf of the, let's say somebody who's listening says, you know, I'm going to reach out to Rob and I'm going to say, I don't trust some of these other people, but maybe Rob's got somebody I can trust with my money. Talk about your process for vetting, I guess that's the proper word, for screening and vetting, and how people, the advisors, these 3,000 folks, get affiliated with your organization.
Okay. Well, first, we generally, when someone approaches us wanting to know more about the organization from a membership standpoint, advisors out there, they'll contact us. And basically, the National Association of Evangelicals, I believe, puts out a statement of faith, because it is a Christian organization. We consider ourselves a ministry. So, you know, we do want to have people that are
of faith.
People of faith in there. As far as experience, we do require that someone has been practicing any financial discipline for at least 3 years, has a comprehensive focus. In other words,
not doing just one thing.
Right. And they might be specializing in something, but someone who understands that there's a lot of moving parts to a financial plan, and every piece needs to complement the others. In other words, we don't want someone who's just out to sell you life insurance or something of that sort.
I have another analogy. I have another analogy for you, Rob. Okay, what you don't want is you don't want a hammer, because when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Okay, there you go.
You don't want somebody that everybody gets life insurance, or everybody gets an annuity, or everybody gets long-term care, or that's all they can see and it's all they can think about, because that's all they do, and they don't care about the rest of the plan or the rest of that person's financial picture.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. That's good. And then you talk to them, because if it's a Christian organization, obviously you want to know where people stand in their faith if you're going to allow them into this organization. And then you talk to them about their background and their skills. And then you have developed this network. 3,000 people, that's a lot to keep track of. How do you do that? You have like a database or something you use?
I do.
Interesting.
And basically what I did, I reached out to some other organizations, that are faith-based, that are in, you know, particular disciplines in financial and legal areas and that sort of thing as well. So it really wasn't as daunting of a task as it might sound.
Well, maybe you're being humble here, or maybe not giving yourself enough credit, but that's a big number. And so for listeners in Florida, pretty good coverage in Florida?
Oh yeah.
Do you have a 4G network? Sorry.
lots of retirees in Florida, so that's a big concentration for financial people. And
okay,
that wasn't difficult for us to spot.
Okay, yeah, I would imagine we have a lot of folks here in Florida that need help, and of course in my area, I'm trying to help as many as I can. All right, so then that's how the process works. So if there's an advisor listening and they're interested in perhaps joining, because I do have some of the other financial folks that like to tune in and get some good information from my talks on the program, they can do the same thing. They can go to the website, the christianfinancial.vpweb.com website, and they can do the same, contact you and fill in information and just write up that they're interested in joining?
That is correct.
And then
it's easy as that.
Okay, and then you would contact them and go through the process and explain how it works. And then, you know, one of the things we kind of, in my enthusiasm to jump into our conversation today, I kind of jumped over a proper introduction. You've done a lot of different things in your background, including a lot of the services that people would receive by going through the Christian Network. But your time that you spend, you're 100% ministry.
That's correct.
Or close to it, running the network.
I have a few legacy clients that I still keep in touch with and take care of, but generally I'm pretty much actively out of the business.
Okay, so you're not personally really trying to access or get clients per se. That, you know, your job here with this association is to identify a need and then to match it up with a resource that could help the people. And that's probably as close to unbiased as you can get.
That's correct.
Okay.
One thing I think is important, because you asked, I guess we kind of got on a little bunny trail there, but we do screen all our members when someone contacts us, and they're not another member of another organization that you're already tied into. Right, and we do make sure that they have no official complaints, compliance issues, things like that. Unfortunately, that information is fairly easy to find, so...
Well, you say that, Rob, for you it is. A lot of folks don't really know where to get that, and I think that's obviously one of the things you're looking to do here with this organization is to make this available. Well, you've already done some of that vetting.
Correct.
Okay. Well, let me take another quick break, Rob, and we'll come back and we'll continue our conversation. Executive Director of the Association of Christian Financial Advisors, Rob Drury, is on the line. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Drury is my guest today, and he is the Executive Director of Association of Christian Financial Advisors. You're based in, Texas, right? Houston?
San Antonio. Actually.
San Antonio. Okay, well, I'm a little off there. Apologies to both cities. Okay, so this is interesting. So your background, Rob, I was going to get in. We never got into your intro, which I apologize. You did financial planning. You've done small business consulting, personal banking, lending. But full-time now, really, with your Christian ministry and this network, I think if I'm understanding, this is a way for you to connect people. And then the folks that are involved, the advisors, they help you with your ministry. It's kind of a partnership, I guess, if you will, that part of what you're doing is you're connecting the dots for people. And then this helps to support your ministry and what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's good. What would you say for people who are going to reach out to an organization like yours? What are some of the things that they should look out for? Because again, you know, this is a free service to people that want to contact you and your organization. You know, I'm sure you've read about it and seen it and you've been interviewed. I think you were not long ago, you were interviewed on Fox Business. You were on 529 plans and talking about some of the things that are not always as obvious to people, like fees. What are the things that people need to be careful of when they think they're in that safe zone? How do they know they're really safe? You understand what I'm trying to get at?
I think I do. And, that's really why our organization exists.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a clear-cut answer to that, except to have people who are who know the industry and have the interest of the public in mind without having their own interests necessarily tied into that. It's hard to say. Obviously, you want to look at, you want to make sure that you have an advisor that that you have a good rapport with, that sort of thing. And I think I know where you're going with this. I think you're just, how do you know your advisor's on the up and up and looking after your interest and not his or her own?
Yeah, that's really what a lot of people are concerned about.
And that's a great question. And you know, some people might say I'm a little naive in my views on this, but I really don't think so. I mean, we have physicians out there and we have attorneys out there. You know, some are more ethical than others, but you know, generally they have their credentials, and for the most part, they're highly ethical people, highly ethical professionals. I think probably the biggest reason, in my opinion, that we have problems with unethical financial people is because they're all too often treated like salespeople, and they're almost, in their minds, forced to act like them.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, because I think that there is a lot to be said, and I wrote about this, and I know that we've either sent to you or you'll be getting shortly the two books I wrote. One of them is How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams, and you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that sometimes the environment that the advisor finds themselves in, and you know, in an environment where they're told what to do every day by a company, and you know, their choices are limited.
Right, and well, that's one criteria of all our advisors, especially the people in the financial field. Insurance, investments, and things like that. It is an absolute requirement that that particular advisor not be captive or contractually tied to a particular company or entity.
Oh, that's very good.
That he's able to go out there, shop the market. That's where I believe objectivity comes in, is being able to, 'cause let's face it, there's really, for the most part, no such thing as one option that pays an advisor tremendously more than another, really. Basically, if they do something for you and they do their client the proper service, they're going to get paid. The main thing is that they have all of the options available to them, and then they can afford to do the right thing because they always have the right option at their disposal, and they're going to get properly compensated for it. That's where I believe objectivity comes in.
The laborer is worthy of their hire.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so that is a good requirement, because if somebody, you know, one of the things I say is if an advisor is limited to one company or, you know, or one company's product, and then there's nothing, there's no advising going on there. There's no consulting going on there. That's selling.
That's
absolutely it. That's all it is, and let's not pretend it's anything other than that. So I'm glad to hear you say that. I was going to get to that, I'm glad you got to that, Rob, because that's really one of the key distinguishing factors for somebody that can be in an objective position. Never mind what the person wants to do, it's what kind of environment are they in. If they don't have the latitude to advise that person the best product or services, then that's a difficult spot for them to be in.
Sure.
All right, Rob, we're going to take one more quick break. We'll come right back. Rob is the Executive Director of the Association of Christian Financial Advisors, christianfinancial.vpweb.com. We'll be right back.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
Welcome back, and visit my guests at christianfinancial.vpweb.com, Rob Drury, Executive Director, Association of Christian Financial Advisors. We're kind of getting into the meat of it right before the break there, Rob. I enjoyed the conversation with you about so many people don't know how advisors work, and that's, of course, what struck me and forced me to follow my passion, which was to write the book on how to get great advice and avoid scams, because most people just don't understand the differences between advisors.
Absolutely. And like I say, that's why I'm, well, that's one of the reasons why our organization exists. That's also why I'm also a believer that that your financial planner or financial or comprehensive financial advisor ought to be your first stop in every financial or legal decision you make. Let him quarterback the team, if you will. Because if you don't know where to turn, he may not have all the answers, but he has enough knowledge to know what's the next step, where the next place to, who the next professional or next expert is to use. In
yeah,
that situation.
He doesn't have to have all the answers, just needs to know where to get the answer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. Well, and you know, I've told a lot of people there, you need that quarterback, you need that team, you need, if you're going to do something, especially if you're going to get involved with some investment, you know, where you're going to go put money into, invest in a car wash or a small business, or somebody's got a deal for you, then you need to run it by your CPA, your attorney, and your financial planner.
Absolutely.
Those are the three.
And like I say, we use all three, and
then
practice, so I used all three, and then absolutely. But it's my firm belief that the financial advisor's the first step.
Very good. Yeah. Well, and if somebody's looking for a Christian financial advisor, they can go to the website, christianfinancial.vpweb.com, and Lisa's going to explain to me what that means after we finish the program. I've not seen that extension before, but christianfinancial.vpweb.com. Rob, thank you very much for being on the program. I'm going to hit that website myself and get some more information, and I'll look forward to talking to you again in the future. Rob Drury, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.